Good morning. Thank you for asking me to be with you this morning. Although I wasn't the first one asked. It's okay. And...
Oh, the priest for the ordination.
I didn't get a plastic badge. I got a paper one. That's okay, too. But if you hear a rumor going around the Morgantown area that a priest was in a hotel room with a woman... As we walked out of our room this morning, the gentleman across the hall was walking out of his room, and I imagine what he saw was the priest shacked up with a woman last night in Lakeview. It's not true. It was just me and my wife. I had two stories I wanted to share with you this morning. I feel like I'm at the national presidential debates or something with all these microphones. Which one do I talk to? Two stories I wanted to share with you this morning. Actually, I have about seven stories, but Pat said 7 minutes, so you get two. If you want to hear more, invite me back. The first story is my ordination. I've been a deacon for a year and 2 weeks, and I can remember my ordination day as if it was yesterday. Throughout the 4 years of 5 years of preparation, all the deacons and priests would even tell us that that moment when you lie on the floor, part of the ordination ceremony, the people being ordained lay down on the floor, a symbol of giving your life to the church. And they said during that moment when the church prays the litany of the saints, that's the moment that you really know whether or not you were called to this ministry. And it wasn't until that moment that they knew. So my ordination, there was 13 of us, and we laid down on that floor, and people prayed. And I got up, and I felt nothing. And I was so disappointed. I was like, 4 years I waited for that moment, and there was nothing. But I said, I'm not going to let it ruin the rest of the day. You know, I got up, and I looked at the other guys to see if they were, like, feeling anything, and I wasn't. I didn't want to miss out on it. And the next point of the ordination, the bishop prays the prayer of ordination over all of us, and then he comes individually and puts his hands on each person. And since my name starts with Y, I was last, and I thought, there won't be any Holy Spirit left. But instead, he came to me first as we were lined up. And as he prayed over me, I could feel the Spirit enter through his hands into my head. I could feel the Spirit go down to my feet and then just fill me up. And I can't even tell you how long he stood there. You know, it may have been 5 seconds. I don't know, but I could just feel that power. And then it seemed as if when the Spirit came to my head, he lifted his hands off and he went to the next person. And I can't tell you how long it took him to go down that line of 13 men. Because I was in a state of total union with God, and it was a wonderful feeling. And that is what I think propelled me into ministry. So I'm okay with not getting anything from the Litany of the Saints and laying on the floor, because I got my moment when he laid his hands on me. And throughout my first year of ministry, many, many wonderful things have happened. And I have to pick one to share this morning. My mother had Alzheimer's. And before that, I was giving the sermon at St. Francis of Sales, where I'm assigned. And during the first reading and the gospel reading mentioned the word Emmanuel. It was during the Advent season. So I decided to talk about my experience with Emmanuel, God is with us. My mother had Alzheimer's, and she lived in southern West Virginia. And as soon as we noticed that something was wrong, my three sisters and I had a violent fight, and we moved her up here, closer to where I live. And she lived the rest of her life up here. And it was very difficult because my sisters didn't help much with anything. And so I had to make all the decisions about Mom and her medical treatment, where she was staying, what she was doing by myself. And it was a lot of pressure. I don't know how many of you are in that situation today, but it's very difficult. And at one time, I called a friend, Father Paul Wharton, because I knew his mother had Alzheimer's. And I said, Father Paul, what's the secret? How did you get through this? You know, is it ever going to be an end? Give me some secrets that can help me during this difficult time. And he said, John, I want to tell you one word. I said, come on, Father Paul, one word. He said, yes, Emmanuel. He said, God is with you. You're not making these decisions by yourself. God's with you. Your mother's not alone in that nursing home. God is with her. Quit making such a big deal out of it. God's behind it all. And when you feel stress, when you feel it's too much, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. So I said, okay. Yeah, it's really not what I called for, but I would try it. And I did. When the phone rang and it was the nursing home, I would say, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, hello? And any time that something came up with Mom, I would always go back to those words. And it did help me. It did help me very much through that difficult time. So that I shared that with in my sermon that morning. And at the end of Mass, Monsignor Cincinnati and I stand outside the doors of the church and greet people as they come. And I could see there was a lady standing by the baptismal font, letting people go in front of her. I'm like, oh no, one of us is going to get an earful. Because it was obvious she wanted to be last so she could tell one of us something. And as the people continued to come, she got into my line. I said, oh, it looks like I'm going to win today. So she approached me and she said, Deacon, I love when people call me Deacon. She said, your homily today really touched my life. And I said, well, I'm glad. I said, can you tell me more? And she said, yes. She said, my mother has Alzheimer's. She said, I'm an only child. And I was really feeling the pressure of that ordeal that you shared with us today. And she said, and I was very depressed. And I woke up this morning and I heard the Lord say, go to St. Francis de Sales. She said, I don't come to this parish. I go to St. John's or St. Mary's. But I listened to him and I obeyed. And I came to your service and heard your message. And it's given me hope. And I hugged her and asked her name. And I said, call me anytime. We can talk. I've been there. And it was a beautiful moment. But it showed me the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. I didn't know she was coming to that Mass. If she would have came to the Saturday night or the 10 o'clock Mass, she would have missed it. I only gave the message at the 8 o'clock Mass. So it was God working in her life and my life. And we didn't even know each other or the situation. And I think it's what God does with all of us. We're not aware of it, and we don't have to be aware of it. But the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing or she's doing. And she's working in our lives and through what we do, through what we don't do, through what we say, and through what we don't say. So that's my message for you today. Be open to the Spirit. Look for those opportunities to just be yourself and share with other people. Thank you. Thank you.